Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Numb to Feeling Again Emotional Reawakening. Your girl Sienna Cruz here, ready to dive into another juicy topic that's gonna shake things up a little. Today, we're talking about something that's so close to my heart and probably hits a little too close to home for most of us. Embracing imperfection and self-acceptance. Ever feel like you're constantly striving for this unattainable ideal? Like there's this checklist of perfect traits you're supposed to check off, and if you miss even one, well, you're just not good enough. Trust me, I get it. We live in a world obsessed with filters, flawless selfies, and curated lives that make us feel like we're constantly falling short. But here's the truth bomb, my loves. Perfection is a myth. It's this sneaky little illusion designed to keep us chasing something that doesn't even exist. And let me tell you, that chase can be exhausting. So how do we break free from this self-imposed pressure? How do we finally learn to love the skin we're in, flaws and all? Here are 5 game-changing takeaways that are gonna help you on this journey. 1. Recognize the illusion. The first step is realizing that perfect is a construct, not a reality. It's a marketing tool, a social expectation, and often just plain unrealistic. Remember those airbrushed magazine covers? Yeah, those are real life. We need to start questioning the messages we're bombarded with daily and understand that true beauty comes from authenticity, not artificial perfection. 2. Embrace your uniqueness. You are a masterpiece, my friend, one of a kind and irreplaceable. Celebrate your quirks, those little things that make you, you. The freckle on your nose? That hilarious laugh that makes people smile. Those are what make you beautiful. Don't try to hide them or dim your light. Let your unique sparkle shine. 3. Challenge negative self-talk. We all have that inner critic whispering nasty things in our ears, telling us we're not good enough, not pretty enough, not smart enough. But here's the thing. You're a warrior, capable of conquering those negative thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking those mean things, challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true, or would I say this to my best friend? Often, those critical voices are just fear and insecurity disguised as truth. 4. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Everyone makes mistakes, stumbles, and messes up sometimes. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, learn from those experiences, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. 5. Focus on growth. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. We're constantly evolving and learning. Embrace the process, celebrate your wins, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Surround yourself with supportive people who lift you up and encourage your growth. Let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She's brilliant, kind, and a total rockstar in her field. But she always struggled with self-doubt. She constantly compared herself to others, feeling like she wasn't good enough. One day, after a particularly harsh self-critique session, she realized something. She was letting those negative thoughts sabotage her happiness. So, Sarah decided to make a change. She started practicing self-compassion, focusing on her strengths, and celebrating her accomplishments. She learned to silence that inner critic and embrace her imperfections. And guess what? The world became a brighter place for Sarah and for everyone around her. She's more confident, happier, and living a life filled with purpose and joy. That's the power of self-acceptance, my loves. It's not about being perfect, it's about being authentically you, flaws and all. So, take this episode as your permission slip to ditch the impossible standards and embrace your true, beautiful self. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your uniqueness, and remember that you are worthy of love, acceptance, and joy. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to practice more self-acceptance? Share it with me in the comments or on social media using #NumbToFeelingAgain. Let's create a supportive community where we can all celebrate our imperfections and shine brightly together. Until next time, stay awesome, my loves.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.